You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin. Robin, live from robinwolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I hope everyone is having a good Tuesday. Here I am in Asheville. My dogs just started going crazy because the FedEx truck came and then decided he didn't know how to back out of the driveway, so he went over my flower garden. So the dogs are going nuts. But anyway, I am here and I am ready to do a reading for someone who's interested. And also, I did choose a card for the collective. It is the home card. And for me, the home card means that it's time for you to be comfortable in your own skin. And it's time for all of you, well, maybe not all of you, but someone this means something to. You belong. Yes, you definitely belong. And it's time for you to feel safe in your own skin. It's time for you to feel peaceful and secure. It's all the things that home makes you feel. It's an invitation, an open invitation for you to experience what it feels like to feel secure in your own skin, to live comfortably no matter what is happening in the world around you. The whole entire world can be falling apart. Maybe it is, I don't know. But it's time for you to open your eyes, connect with like-minded people, find your tribe, and know what a special person you are. Yes, you. I'm talking to all of you. You are special. All of you. Just know, home is love, and love is all around you. And if it's not, then it's time for you to sit down, meditate, and figure out what you need to do to feel comfortable in your own skin, what you need to do to feel comfortable with yourself, because there is a place for you, and there is a place where you belong, and you need to find it. So I hope that helps a little bit while I'm waiting for someone to step in to do a reading. I really do. I hope that you can find that for yourself because it's so important, right? I mean, if you don't feel like you belong, it's time for you to do an inventory and figure out why, right? Who are you hiding from? Are you hiding from the real you? Are you hiding from someone else? It's time to find, to jump on the path, you know, the path to finding you. And if I could help in any way with that, I am definitely here. And with that, I'm going to say hello to Linda in Canada. How are you today, Linda?
Hi. I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, now that the barking stopped and the FedEx truck has left my driveway, I am doing very well. Thank you.
Awesome.
How can I help you today?
Well, I have a question. Someone very special to me is supposed to move here by September, and we're supposed to live together. And I'm just wondering, because I've just got this feeling, like, is that actually going to happen? Do you know?
Did you say December? Sorry.
September.
September. Okay. All right. Sorry, you cut out for a moment and I wasn't, all I heard was Ember. Okay. So let me, I'm shuffling the tarot cards, but I'm also connecting with you on a psychic level. So if you just think about that person and think about what's for your highest and your best and that person's highest and best, and let me see what I pick up on. I mean, as you were asking, I got a yes, but I'm not sure why I heard December instead of September. So let me just see. And is there a name for that person?
Yes, his name is Melvin.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I am getting Melvin is excited. I am getting that he wants to come out and move in with you much sooner than September. I don't know why I'm picking up on July. Is there a possibility that he might come out for a few weeks at a time this summer before September? Because I'm picking up
July. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like the goal is September, but you know,
okay,
sooner would be nice too. But
yeah. So I'm getting that he's in more of a hurry than you are. I feel like you don't believe that, but I feel like he sometimes holds himself back a little bit because he is excited and he's afraid to get excited. So I do feel like there might be some push and pull, but I feel like he will come out around July, maybe not to stay forever in July, but there's something going on. I'm not sure if he's getting a divorce or if he's selling something, but I am getting something that he has to sign. I'm getting papers. So,
okay.
Okay, so I'm getting those papers will be signed. I'm getting, it's interesting because I'm getting November for that. Maybe that's why I was hearing December in my head. But I'm also getting, once these papers are signed, I'm feeling like there's money coming to him. So maybe he's selling his place. I'm not sure because I'm not getting that information right now. But I am getting an October, November, December timeframe for that. So.
Okay.
Does he have two dogs or do you? I don't know why I keep seeing dogs around.
I have one and he has one.
Okay. Well, that equals two. Okay. So I do feel like, again, I'm getting, I don't know if his dog has met your dog yet. So maybe that's why I'm getting July.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Because I do feel like they love each other already. So again, right. I feel like he will come out to you over the summer. I could be wrong with my time frame, but I'm getting July. I'm getting the number 7. But I'm also getting something is being signed October, November, and that he will be able to move out to you full time before the end of the year. Like he will be there for the holidays. So I'm getting a definite yes. I'm just not getting, I don't feel like I'm getting all the information. Maybe I'm not supposed to say it over the internet, over this show. I'm not sure. But I do feel like you need to know that you have everything you need to make this happen and you're manifesting it, and so is he. So between the two of you having that infinity to love each other, and your dogs are also a big part of this, between the, I'm going to say the four of you, you're all making this happen. So it's definitely happening. It's just a matter of the time frame. It may not be exactly.
Okay.
Do you have any
thank
other?
You so much. You just totally made my day.
Okay, good. But we still have 5 minutes left, so don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions I could help you with?
Okay. Well, my best friend passed away in January.
Okay.
And sometimes I could still feel, sometimes I still feel her presence, you know, and just little things. And would you be able to tell me if she is still here or if she has gone over to the other side or?
Oh, she's definitely gone over to the other side, but that doesn't, I mean, that's my belief anyway. I believe as soon as you pass on the other side, but I do feel like she is around you a lot and I'm not sure what she has to do with Melvin, but I do feel like she's working with you to make this happen. I feel like she really wants you to be as happy as you can. And I know that she fought really hard to stay. She didn't want to leave. But I do feel like there's a thank you. And I feel like she's making you, do you smell her? Because I keep getting like a sweet perfume, like almost chocolate and flowers all at the same time. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I'm getting that
she
wants you to smell her. So if you ever smell, I don't know, maybe it's not her perfume, maybe it's her favorite food, but I'm getting, she's sending you flowers. So if you walk out your door and see a flower, that blue around you, you know, that blue on the ground or that is on your car, I just feel like she's sending you a lot of things that she loved to make you feel her around you.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense, but she wants you to really pay attention. Also, she loves your dog. And I do feel like she is driving your dog crazy. Your dog knows she's
probably
around. Okay, because your dog knows she's around. And I don't know if she's pulling your dog's tail or, but if you see your dog going around in circles, it's her driving your dog crazy.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind. But she's not leaving your side anytime soon. You're still, she's still going to be around you a lot. What else? So did you discuss a wedding with her before she passed? Were you like making plans?
No.
Okay.
No, we joked around a lot about getting married and stuff like that, but that's it.
Okay. Cause she's talking about that. And she's talking, she's joking around about weddings, but she's not joking around anymore. I feel like she's saying, you know, I'm still going to be here. And I know she's a female and you're not going to have a female walk you down the aisle, but she's making jokes about it going, you know what, when it's time, I'm going to be walk with you down the aisle and I'm going to be here to celebrate. So if it's not an actual wedding to Melvin, it's still, I'm going to say renewing vows. It's still making promises to each other. And she's there, egging you on, making sure it happens, trying to help you with all of your wishes. I do feel like maybe she didn't work as a psychic, but I do feel like she was very psychic and very in tune. And she wants to say thank you because you really helped her. You helped her pass without pain. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm just getting that she needs for you to know that she was okay with going to the other side because you helped her. I don't know why she needs for you to know that. What else? I think we're running out of time, but I just want to make sure you know she's around you. And she's right
there.
Thank you
so much.
You are so welcome. And I can't wait to hear the rest of your story.
Yes, me too. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you are very welcome. I hope that you have a good day. And I hope everyone else has an awesome day and rest of your week.